Yeah, and it's very helpful to clarify this line of things, especially for our young ones. The verse goes like this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, "For we all shall appear before judgment seat of Christ to receive." It's a matter of something that you receive, and yet some are baffled by it, because what we were in the flesh, whether good or evil, it is not a matter of the white throne that the evil is going to throw us back into hell, God forbid. But it was a matter of receive. Yes, so what's going to happen? If I lived here on earth in a very ungodly way, what's going to happen? The Lord is going to change His mind? God forbid. But because of that ungodly thing I was living, I'm not going to get certain rewards. This is the thought behind it. It is not a thought now that I'm going to lose salvation, God forbid, we're ever secure, but it's a matter of what kind of rewards I'm going to receive. It is based of how I behaved here on earth for His glory and for His honor. Because that's what will prepare us to what Revelation is talking about. What we deal with it individually before the Lord is going to help us enjoy something collectively, as we see in Revelation chapter 19.
Could it be a little explained right after rapture, we the believers have to face the same judgment, and the Father's house? Could it be a little explained, Father's house, and right after rapture, where will it be? It's two places.
Now, the difficulty is being in this body still of ours, we're time constrained. The chronological order of things kind of control and govern the way we think. Makes it very difficult. You try to get out of that realm of what happened first and what happened second. And it really makes it very difficult to explain it. But I'll give you my little understanding. And again, you know, we know in part, so I'm comfortable with that, that we don't know it all. It will take place right after the rapture, because these things must take in place. Then we will usher to the Father's house. But again, you know, what it's, you know, the first half hour will be this and the second, I don't know, because there will be no time restraint in there. But I think if I say a first step that will take place there, well, the reward will be given, and then we are ushered to the Father's house.
Do we have a connection with the review that we will be going through in 1 Corinthians chapter 3? In I'll read it. If anyone, reading from verse 12. "Now if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. The fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire." That relates to what we are also saying in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 10, the judgment seat of Christ. So you get more detail here, really.
Since you went to 1 Corinthians, you might as well read the other reference in chapter 4, verse 5, because it also describes, I believe, this moment in time. And just the last phrase, just to give more detail on the judgment seat of Christ, it says, "After all these things are made manifest, it says, then shall every man have praise of God." The ultimate thing is not a feeling of, oh, I can't believe what I did and I wasted my life away. It's understanding more the grace and the perfection of our saving God.
And the judgment seat of Christ is also brought in Romans 14. To regulate our conduct in regard to one another, we shouldn't judge our brother, we shouldn't judge motives, or make little of our brethren, of our brother, for we shall all be placed before the judgment seat, here it says, of God, in the accurate translation from the Greek text, before the judgment seat of God. But we know, of course, that all judgment has been committed to the Son, and this is an additional proof that the Lord Jesus is the Son of God, that He is God. As to the Father's house, I'm not sure that I would wish to connect a geographical thought with it, or a physical location. To me, it speaks of being in the immediate presence of the Father and at home with him, and there's no reason why the judgment should not be conducted there also.
But, if we are in the Father's house, then we will feel very comfortable and we feel at home. But when there will be judgment, of course, our works are going to be judged for reward, but our sins are not going to be judged. But still, I think in the Father's house, we feel very comfortable.
And that's why we said earlier, let's not get our mind boxed down in compartment, what will happen, what or where. Let's just enjoy the thought that we will be standing before that bima. We will be receiving reward, what we have accomplished for his honor and glory. And we will enjoy the Father's house, a place that is, it is a wonderful place that we would have that close relationship and enjoy what the Father have enjoyed. Because in the Father's house, the source of joy is none other but the Lord Jesus. That would call to share the Father's pleasure in his well-beloved Son. That is what we will be throughout all eternity. It's not the what I have received at that place, you know, a crown. It's really enjoying Christ in a fresh way, just as the Father enjoyed him.
But it's helpful to recognize the expression the Lord used. Through the, it's okay, we know in part, but just through the different dispensations of belief, the Lord always, or the Spirit of God introduced a certain place where the saints are. For example, Abraham's bosom. After the coming of the Lord, there is no more Abraham's bosom. But we hear about a place called paradise. And one dares to say the paradise is now the waiting place, you might say the garden. But once we are ushered with the Lord in rapture, brought us into heaven, the place that will dominate the whole scene through the endless ages of eternity, I dare to say, I stand to be corrected, we will no longer hear at all about Abraham's bosom. We will never hear about paradise anymore. All what we will hear is about the Father's house. And this is a place of intimacy. Really, this is where the thought of it is, that it is a place of intimacy where divine persons rest. This is their dwelling place, and we will enjoy what they enjoy in the measure of manhood, perfect manhood, and just enjoy it eternally. More than that, I think we will stay away. It's wise to stay away from times and some seasons. And what's going to be in heaven? Heaven does not go with seasons and occasions. It is something that we have to wait to see it in fullness.